Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
The Apostle Paul, as you know, is in Rome in prison. He's awaiting his execution, and he wants Timothy to come and to visit him there and to bring some things when he comes to visit. He says in verse 9 of chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, "Be diligent to come to me quickly." And then he offers several reasons why it's important for Timothy to come. Perhaps Paul thinks that Timothy will not place adequate urgency upon this request, unless Paul layers on several reasons why he should come quickly. And the first one, in verse 10, is, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." You need to come because Demas has gone. You need to come and, in a sense, Paul is saying, replace Demas. And that indicates to us that Demas was, at one time, a faithful and valuable companion to Paul, was one time an associate with Paul and an important worker in the gospel. So what has happened? Why did a respected colleague of Paul forsake him and, more importantly, forsake Christ? And that is the question that we're going to deal with on the broadcast today. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, September 8th, and thank you for helping us financially maintain this Bible teaching ministry on this station. The question is, who is Demas? Well, Demas, it turns out, was a respected fellow laborer to Paul and to others. For Demas to forsake him, as Paul says in verse 10, having loved this present world and departed for Thessalonica, he obviously had to be with him. He had to be one who seemed to have forsaken the world in order to serve Christ. For him to now reverse that and to forsake Paul and to forsake Christ and to go back into the world. Do we know anything else about Demas besides what Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4? Well, yes, we do. Not a lot, but there are a couple of other references. The first one is found in the book of Colossians. And there we read in chapter 4 and verse 14, "Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you." Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Now that's in the close of Paul's epistle to the Colossians, the personal section where he often gives greetings like this. And he says to the Colossians, "I send you greetings from Luke, the beloved physician." We know quite a bit about him. "And Demas." We don't know who Demas is necessarily, except that Luke and Demas were with Paul when he wrote this epistle to the Colossians. Where was Paul when he wrote the Colossian epistle? Well, he was in Rome in prison. Not the same imprisonment that is represented in 2 Timothy. Actually, some couple of years have intervened. And Paul was released from his first Roman imprisonment and went out to minister the gospel again, to travel, to evangelize, to plant churches, was arrested again, brought back to Rome, this time placed in the Mamertine dungeon rather than under house arrest, and tried and sentenced, found guilty, and sentenced to death. And Paul is facing his execution date in the second Roman imprisonment. And in his second Roman imprisonment, Luke is with him still, or again, as the case may be, but I'm inclined to think still. I think Luke was with him in his first Roman imprisonment. I don't think that. I know that. Colossians 4:14 says so. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. They are with Paul as Paul writes this epistle, and he wants the Colossians to know that they greet him. Or maybe I should say Luke and Demas want the Colossians to know that they are with Paul, and they want to be remembered to the Colossian believers. So Luke is with him. Luke, I take it, was with him when Paul was released and continued to travel with him, which is what he had done before. You can read about it in the book of Acts. And Paul is imprisoned again in Rome, and faithful Luke is still there. Verse 11, 2 Timothy chapter 4, only Luke is with me. Good old Luke, commendable Luke, faithful Luke, faithful to the end. When others have forsaken him or have gone other places, Luke has not. And Luke is a professional man. He is, as we read in Colossians chapter 4, the beloved physician. Here's a doctor, a medical doctor, who decided that serving the Apostle Paul as an assistant and being more directly involved in the work of the gospel was more important than being a medical doctor. Of course, you don't stop being a medical doctor when you give your attention to something else. He still was a trained and experienced medical doctor. And I take it that Luke decided that he would become, among other things, the personal physician to the Apostle Paul. And I think Paul needed one, don't you? With all that he went through and seemed like continued to go through and went through again and again every place he went, the kinds of persecutions, afflictions, beatings, imprisonments, deprivations that Paul had experienced. I'm glad he had a personal physician to help take care of him. The kinds of physical deprivations that Paul continued to experience. Now he's in the Mamertine prison in Rome. Rough place, believe you me. But Luke is there, not in prison with him, but he's there in Rome to minister to him, to help him, to make sure that he's got what he needs, to make sure that he's got food, to make sure that he's got medicine, whatever he needs to keep him alive and healthy. Luke is there to provide that. Blessed Luke. That kind of service, you'd have to be a wealthy person to provide. But if you've got a physician who loves the Lord Jesus Christ so much that he'd rather serve a preacher of the gospel than to serve other people and to serve his own pocketbook, well, blessing, blessing, blessing from God indeed. And that's exactly what Luke had become. He decided that he would rather invest his life in ministering to Paul in whatever way Paul needed help, but certainly first and foremost, medical help, because he was a doctor. And he'd rather minister to the needs of the Apostle Paul than to minister to the needs of hundreds of others who had little impact upon the kingdom of Christ and the work of the gospel. A calculated decision on Luke's part. Luke, a committed follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, decided that the best way to invest his life, his talents, his education, his experience was to devote himself to Paul, become attached to Paul, become a member of Paul's missionary team. So Luke is with Paul in Rome under house arrest in his first imprisonment when he writes his epistle to the Colossians, but so's Demas. So is Demas. And at that time, Demas apparently was also a valuable member of the missionary team. Again, Colossians 4:14, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. So where or who is Demas? A gospel worker. What exactly he did, we don't know, but who is Demas? A gospel worker. That's not the only reference we have regarding Demas. We also read about him in that little book of Philemon, one chapter long, but it concludes with these words, verse 23, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, said Paul. Remember, Paul's in Rome, and when Paul wrote Philemon, that was about the same time that he wrote the epistle to the Colossians. So the circumstances are the same. And Paul says, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner. Epaphras was in prison with Paul too. We are highly curious as to how that came about, and we don't know. Epaphras was an evangelist who had planted the church at Colossae and apparently had traveled from Colossae to Rome to bring a report to Paul, and now he has been imprisoned too. Under house arrest, I take it, in the same house, but now he's confined, chained, I presume, to guards, under Roman watch, just like Paul. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ, greets you, as do Mark, that would be John Mark, who apparently is there in Rome, but is not a prisoner. Aristarchus, likewise in Rome, but not a prisoner. Demas, likewise in Rome, but not a prisoner. Luke, my fellow laborers. So there are several people there in Rome who are assisting Paul, ministering to Paul, helping Paul, not only with his needs while he's under house arrest, but probably more important, are involved with Paul in the work of the gospel. Paul is in prison, but the work of the gospel is going on, and Paul is continuing to strategize. Paul is continuing to administrate. Paul is continuing to plan and to assign and to involve people in the work of the gospel. Paul is still the leader. Paul is still in charge of the missionary team, even though he is in prison under house arrest in Rome. And he needs members of the missionary team to carry out the work, to give assignments to make sure that everything is being taken care of. And we read about that team. We know who they are. We know their names, according to Philemon, verse 24. Mark, Aristarchus, Luke, but also Demas. Demas. And so, yes, Demas was a faithful worker of the gospel, or so he appeared to be. He was outwardly faithful. He was apparently faithful. He appeared to be. He was considered to be faithful by the Apostle Paul. In other words, he was part of the team. He was carrying out his assignments. He was doing what he was supposed to do. Only God knows what his heart attitude was at this time. But there was no evidence of a dereliction of duty, no evidence of unfaithfulness, no evidence of a future departure, nothing like that. Demas was a valuable member of Paul's team until Paul was imprisoned the second time. Join me again tomorrow. We'll learn more about it. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.